You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The mind bender today was about your neighbors irritating you. And I chose that because I've got a little bit of an irritation situation going with a neighbor.
This is soon, man. You haven't been in your neighborhood that long.
I know. I've been here five, 6 months.
Yeah. Well, this is soon. What's going on?
Well, the neighbor, she's a sweet enough lady. I don't know her real well. Gretchen knows her better than I do, but she's got a couple of little dogs. One of them is, you almost need to say no more. I know. You know me and little dogs, the barky, yappy dogs. And one of them is this very bright white. I don't know what breed, but it's not very big. Bright white. Anyway, it keeps running over into my yard. And I don't want to be the old guy. Get off my lawn. I don't want to be that. But to me, when a dog is running from its house over to your house, specifically to get into your yard, it's there for one reason only.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, to deposit something.
It's sniffing it out, finding the perfect spot.
So I cannot get my wife on board with this. She's like, oh, that dog is cute. Quit worrying about it. I'm like, the dog is pooping in my yard. She goes, no, it's not. She goes, the dog, here's, get a load of this conversation day before yesterday. When Gretchen says to me, she goes, the dog, this is what she said. The dog is coming over to play.
Play with what?
That's exactly right.
His own turds after he poops?
A dog doesn't go to another yard
to play
a tea party or to build a fort or to do anything like that.
Run through the sprinklers?
Doesn't happen. The dog, and she only says that because the one time that I pointed out the dog had rolled over on its back and was rolling around like it was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said...
Nose to the ground. It's doing its business.
So, and when I was driving away the last time, the dog had run over. It was right there in the middle of my yard, and I threatened to turn around or whatever. And the neighbor was standing right out on her porch just watching. She didn't care.
Oh, so she's watching the dog use your yard.
She's watching the dog do
that. Well, she likes that then, because then she doesn't have to pick it up. It's in your yard.
That's what I said. Anyway,
now,
so
hold on. Your wife's defense, have you had to wander out there with a plastic bag at all and find any bits and pieces of that dog, you know, and pick it up? Have you actually spied with your little eye, poopy?
Two answers.
Mm-hmm.
One,
you have a yard guy.
Three answers. Okay.
Three answers. Okay.
First answer is no. I have not personally spied a dog turd there. Two, well, I have a lawn guy, so he would probably have to deal with it.
Right.
But the third is that it's not just number two. It's not necessarily good for your grass if a dog is going
right,
number one
it'll
constantly.
Leave burn spots, yes.
Exactly. So it might not be of the turdish variety. It could be a liquid deposit.
It could be, absolutely, yes.
So anyway, that is my irritation with the neighbor.
Right.
And my wife is not on my side. She wants the dog to come over and play.
It's a fur baby. They're cute.
Right. This is not an anti-dog thing. This is an anti-dog peeing on my yard.
You need to go have a talk with her then.
That's what I said. She's like, don't do that. She goes, we're the new neighbors. You can't go over and be a jerk.
Well, you don't have to be a jerk about it.
You could just be like,
hey, make something up. Like, I have allergies and your dog is making my nose itch.
What if I said my lawn has an allergy to dog pee?
Or just go put up a big 8-foot fence between the houses all the way down.
No. Anyway, this is not a conversation today. We're not doing a segment on dogs. It's not at all.
No, it's just Dom's irritation.
The segment is, why are you mad at a neighbor right now? What are they doing?
It can be anything because, like I said a little bit ago, I feel like we all can just kind of look out our window and pinpoint the one neighbor in the hood that you think is just the worst person on the planet for whatever they're doing.
And if you can't point them out, that means it's you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here's our phone number. Because that's what I think of with Jeremy. Because I keep saying, where are your neighbors? He goes, my neighbors are all great.
They
are. I'm like, then you are the neighbor.
I very well could be.
Then you are the one who's the pain.
I could be, man.
You told me the other day that they all came over to help you move all that garbage out of your backyard or whatever. It's because they got together and like, man,
what
an
eyesore.
These Pagets, man. Let's go over there and just haul the stuff out.
Like,
ourselves.
And we're doing a lot of remodeling. So, and like, I'm getting a shed put in today, and I know the neighbors are just sick of things being torn out, and now there's going to be loud noise with a shed being put in. And
yeah, you're that guy.
I told you I went around and I'm handing out bottles of wine to the neighbors just to kind of be like, hey,
yeah, but
I'm
it's
a nice
yellowtail.
It's that barefoot stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the $3 bottle of wine.
Yeah, oh, big spender.
Ooh.
You really bought our love. Everybody's got at least that one neighbor who does something.
Dom will come to your house and do in that yard what the dog is doing in his yard.
Don't think I didn't say
honestly,
that.
Honestly, yeah.
To
why
my
don't you
wife.
Go do that in retaliation?
I said it to my wife. I said, I might go over there.
That Testa guy is in our yard again.
But I'm just playing.
Just rolling around.
The segment title is simple. Why are you mad at a neighbor right now? First one we're going to talk to is Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. So
it is a beautiful day.
Why are you mad at a neighbor right now, Jessica?
So it is kind of particular to our current times in COVID-19, but my neighbor has been throwing tons of parties. Like ever.
Oh, that's not right.
I know. It just feels like they are outside. I think they're doing a lot of in and out from the patio to the kitchen. I feel like they're in my yard, but it just seems kind of like a personal. It seems personal, even though
it does. It's like they're bringing a bunch of people into your neighborhood. And you don't know where they've
been.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying. You're like, that ain't right.
Yeah. And I will say I have lovely neighbors. They are, you know, they're young. And so I don't want to make any sort of judgment. I mean, not that I'm necessarily old, but I'm older than they are.
Right. So they're making young, bad decisions.
So I'm kind of similar. I don't want to be like the old lady being like, you know, but I have talked to them about it because I did say, hey, you know, I noticed a lot of people going in and out of your house that don't live there. And at one point, one of the people that live there told me that they're quote unquote quarantining together.
Oh, right. That story.
With three other couples. But it's not like they're there all the time.
Well, you just make sure you stand out on your front porch with your hands on your hips all the time, all right?
I know some ding-dongs in the Denver area who are doing exactly the same thing. They're having a bunch of parties, and they're saying, well, they're quarantining and we're quarantining, so we're all okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, like I said, like to each their own, and I understand people, you know, have to take on their own critical thinking skills, you know, figure out what to them. But yeah, it feels
well,
tricky.
You
and
just
I don't
stay
know.
Away. You stay away from that house.
Jessica, we're glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Be safe.
Thanks so much. Yeah, just stay well and safe too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
That yeah, we
right.
got to be careful. We'll veer into a whole COVID discussion where this actually
this
just needs
be,
to be a,
yeah.
this should just be a neighbor discussion.
Yeah.
Here's Bruce. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What are you mad about?
Lawn care.
Is it overgrown or what?
22 years.
Of crappy neighbor. Yard? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my gosh. It's dead, yellow, year after year after year. Never mows, never waters, never fertilizes.
Oh, no.
I offered to do all of that as a good neighbor in the very beginning when after the first 3 years. I introduced myself, you know, and offered to do it myself.
Hi, my name is Bruce. I know a lot about fertilizer. You know, if you ever need to reach out and have questions.
Why would they say no? Why would somebody turn that down?
That's a very good question. We have an HOA. I went to the HOA. They spent thousands in lawyers' fees, legal fees, and there was nothing they could do about it. And
we're
still neighbors.
Wow, Brucey.
Whereabouts
are they in relation to your house? Like, how do you see them from, like, your front door? Are they straight across the street?
No. When I walk on my door, they are on the left.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the north of me.
Well, so you don't have to stare out at them.
And you know what?
It's everyone's property.
Right. Yeah. Bruce, I got news for you. They're not going anywhere.
Time to move, so, Bruce.
They're going
to
be there another 22 years, so you're going to have to get out. So.
Run.
You're a good man, Bruce. Thank you very much for being on the show. We appreciate you. That sucks. Mm-hmm. What can you do about it, right?
Where's the pride of ownership? That's why we left our old neighborhood. There was no pride of ownership. It's like you spend and you pay so much for a house and take care of it, you know? I just don't get that mindset.
Here's Sandra. Good morning, Sandra. Welcome to the show. What neighbor are you mad at?
Morning, guys. Oh, my God. So, Dom, we just moved into our place, the hubby and I. We've been there a month. And we didn't realize, and I don't, and they might have kept them inside the house, but when we went to go look at the house, there were no dog barking at all. There was nothing. The first day we moved in, instant. I mean, and it hasn't stopped. It's every single day.
Yeah,
Like
all day.
As I opened up my sliding glass door, boom, barking.
Little dogs or big dogs?
Window, you know what? They're little. I think they're Yorkies.
Oh,
and there's more than one.
They're yappy dogs.
They're yappy, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm embarrassed to go over and like say something like what do you even say? Like, hey, like,
hey, your dogs suck is what you say. Like, they're really loud.
Yeah, I think you eventually got to say something. You can find a nice way of doing it. I'll tell you very as briefly as I can a story. I used to go back when my dad was still with us. I used to go and stay with him for a couple of days. He lived down in San Antonio, and I'd go and stay. And right outside his guest room window was the fence to the next door neighbor, and their dog all night, every night, bark, 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 bark. It's just like crazy. So after a couple of years of putting up with this, one night at about 11 p.m., I got up. I walked out, I put my shoes on, I rang the doorbell, Sandra, and I had to ring it a few times because I'm sure the lady who lived there was like, what's going on? She finally came to the door and I said, listen, and I explained the situation. You know what she told me? She said, well, it's a guard dog. It barks, you know, in case I need it to bark in case somebody ever comes in the yard. So I looked at her and I said, lady, I didn't say lady. I said, listen,
ma'am,
your dog barks constantly. So how will you know the difference if somebody's coming into your backyard or if it's just Tuesday? Because this dog never stops. Yeah. So if it's always barking, it's not a guard dog.
Correct.
Exactly. And I don't understand how it doesn't bother them.
Like, that's what I
It just becomes wallpaper, you know, that you just get used to it.
I guess.
Jesus.
Well, I mean,
I'll have to go over there and talk to them. We'll see.
Bad thing is, Sandra, those little dogs live a long time too. So,
Sandra, my heart goes out to you.
Good luck.
In fact, you should call us back and tell us what happens after you talk to the neighbor.
Okay, I will for sure. Yeah.
And go buy some earplugs today too.
Oh man, get a fan. Yeah. You're the best. Have a good day.
See ya.
You too. Take care, guys. Bye.
We should, you know, disclaimer, the vast majority of dog owners are very responsible and respectful. The vast majority. It's just a few.
But the ones that aren't live right next door to you.
Here comes Anna. Hi, Anna. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey.
So who are you mad at?
So there's a neighbor, part of it's actually funny, part of it's a bit irritating, but we have some neighbors that they're always speeding up and down the street, like they love their cars, and I think they're those people that have loud cars, and they want to, like, show it off.
Yeah, right.
So that's obviously irritating and a bit scary with kids, but it's actually kind of funny, it's laughable, because there's several people that live in this house, and they are those stereotypical Colorado people. They all have the same Subaru. So there's these four Subarus that sit outside the house and they're tricked out. They're always working on their cars. They have the, you know, obnoxious
loud exhaust and everything.
Yes. The big spoiler on the back.
Yes.
How cheesy is that? You're driving around in a souped up Subaru. That's kind of goofy.
I know.
You just have to put up a sign
Colorado
in your
to
yeah. You should put a sign up in your yard that says, really, nobody's impressed with your Subaru. Just bring them down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, that's goofy.
Anna, we got to run. Yeah. Have a great day, okay?
Thank
Good luck.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show. We got time for one more quickly, and it is... Help me, Jeremy.
Manolito?
Manolito?
Yes. Oh.
How do you say your name?
Pronounce it for us.
Monolito.
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 Monolito. I like that.
Cool name of the day. What's the story, quickly?
Well, it's my uncle, actually, but my cousin came home one day, and his next-door neighbor asked her, well, how many of you are living there? And she says, there's only four of us. Well, why do you guys have six cars there then? And stuff like that. And then she came in and told my uncle, and my uncle got mad and went over there and went off on it.
Oh, boy.
Well, what is the answer to the question? Because now I'm curious. Why do four people need six cars?
Why do you have so many cars, dude?
Well, it's taxes, and she bought a couple of them, so...
We're just giving you a hard time.
We're just goofing on you.
Monolito, you still win the Cool Name of the Day award. Thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day, man. Oh, if we could all just live on 3 or 4 acres, everything would be fine, huh?
You would think.
Yeah.
I got 2.5, buddy. It doesn't stop.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Little,
you are on land.
Doesn't stop that neighbor dog from
that
making
dog
the
has
track.
To run a ways, then, doesn't he?
It's worth it, I guess, to play in my yard
to roll around.